ABC Radio Australia.
Well, meanwhile, over in Kiribati, a US-based charity known as PEMA, or the Pacific Islands Medical Aid, has decided to end its healthcare services there. That's the latest fallout from the Kiribati government's decision to switch its diplomatic ties from Taiwan to China last month as well, just a few days after Solomon Islands did so. Now, the Kiribati government's called the move irrational and an affront to its sovereignty, while others worry about the impact it might have on the country's already limited and stretched healthcare system. Our reporter Priyanka Srinivasan's been following the story for us. Priyanka, can you tell us more exactly about why this American charity has decided to pull out of Kiribati?
Well, Catherine, it's pretty much the result of a decision made by the Kiribati government almost a month ago to cut official ties with Taiwan and side with China. Now, the reason for the departure by PEMA was not made completely explicit, but it was clear its president, Carlton Smith, was upset by the government's move to make the switch. In a statement released on PEMA's website, Carlton Smith talks about democratic values of the former government of Kiribati, that the freedom of Taiwan was, in a sense, being undermined by Kiribati switching allegiances in this way. And he also talks about his organization departing as Kiribati sides with China, talking about China as a communist government that is contrary to democratic values. Now, there have been hints that such a move, or a similar move at least, was coming. Solomon Islands, you'll remember, made the decision to do the same thing, to swap its ties from Taiwan in recognition of China just shortly before Kiribati did the same. Now, this move was widely condemned by American politicians. In fact, you may remember U.S. Congresswoman Anne Wagner grilling Gloria Steele from the U.S. Agency for International Development on this point just last month.
Will any funding be directed to the Solomon Islands, which has just undermined U.S. strategic interests in the Indo-Pacific?
We are reassessing our assistance to the Solomon Islands at this point.
Now, I must make clear, there is no evidence PEMA, the charitable organization, was ever pressured to cut its services to Kiribati by the American government. We did reach out to the organization for their response to this. We're awaiting that reply.
Well, as we know, of course, there are many remote islands in Kiribati, and this charity, PEMA, the Pacific Islands Medical Aid, was working in many of them. So what impact could its decision to leave Kiribati have?
So there are some hints that the impact could be significant, particularly for the outer islands, the Line Islands, that PEMA predominantly supported. So PEMA organizes medical services. It's been doing so since it began in 2007. It sends volunteer surgeons from places like the United States, of course, but also Australia and New Zealand to help out on things like eye surgery, heart surgery, to get diabetes programs started. In fact, just this year, the organization helped build a heart disease clinic, and it also flew a six-year-old girl to Hawaii to perform what they say is life-changing orthopedic surgery on her. Now, Chuck Gorbett was born in the United States, but he's actually been living in Kiribati for the last 40 years. He's met Carlton Smith, the president of PEMA, in fact, and says the loss of his organization could be devastating for the country.
I've known several children and adults who have sight because of him. And education, providing education for the people of the Line Islands to help prevent diabetes and NCDs, non-communicable diseases, all out of compassion. There will be people who will die because they don't have access.
That's a longtime Kiribati local Chuck Corbett there. What reaction, Priyanka, has there been to this from the Kiribati government?
Yes, so the eKiribati government have recently put out a statement condemning PEMA's move to depart from the country. They have, in fact, questioned the rationale of PEMA to only help citizens of countries that recognize the One China policy. They have talked about this decision being driven by politics and that it undermines the sovereign rights of Kiribati to decide for itself its foreign allies.